From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Trenderly Hill Zyto 210.
Remember that theme song?
Yeah. I just saw Brenda Shannon Doherty that turn to camera type kind of look.
Oh, you saw that in your mind?
I just had like a sense memory, yeah. That just flashed.
Who is your favorite white person on Beverly Hills?
I didn't really.
I love Jenny Garth.
Yeah, Jenny Garth was cute.
But that was just about it. But that was like from me being 8 years old.
Yeah.
And then, but it's funny. I used to watch the show a lot because when I would go to Japan, that would be like one of the few American shows in syndication. Like if you didn't have cable, there's like this thing called BS that you could just sort of tune to get like other content. And that would be like the one show I could just kind of hear some English on. And then for a while, I was just like, oh man, the drama, baby. I'm loving it.
Yeah, but there were like, I had friends when I moved to Boston, middle of high school, like all the like cool kids at this new high school, like got together and watched 90210 together. I was like, huh? They also hockey was the cool sport. So I definitely felt like I was living in an alternate reality.
Damn, I should have been there. I played hockey and I like 90210.
Yeah, man. It's switched at birth.
To be honest, I'm probably from an alternate universe anyway. So
yeah, for sure. Somebody, I got to find. Okay, here it is. Charmoff and Siv tweeted at us that he said, as soon as I heard Brent Weinbach mention Dave Cause on Daily Zeitgeist, I thought of this gem of a Family Matters episode. When Ted and Laura become tired of Urkel interfering in their relationship, they decide to set him up with girlfriend of his own, the beautiful Myra Monkhouse. The foursome head off to a Dave Cause concert where Urkel enlists the jazz saxophonist to help him redouble his resolve to win Laura's heart. For people who missed the Brent episode, he was talking about how strange it was that there was a scene in 90210 where everybody was hanging out at a concert put on by smooth saxophonist Dave Cause. And these are all high school students. And they just all really vibed with it. Well, apparently it did not stop. It did not stop there.
Also, rest in peace to Michelle Thomas, who played Myra. I forgot how she like passed away in the like late 90s. I remember that was like,
oh, really?
Shook me to my core when I found out as a kid. Yeah, she had like a very rare cancer or something like that.
Yeah. So also Walter Chestnut pointed out that the podcast Threedom had a recent thing about how Saved by the Bell was clearly produced by people who were in their teens in the 60s, because the kids would sing doo-wop, hang out at a 50s diner. And I remember this one. They had a guest star of Casey Kasem, and that was like a big deal. Yeah. Do you remember that? They're like, wow, it's Casey really Kasem's the Casey Kasem.
That was like my first interaction with Casey Kasem.
Yeah.
Even though like he, and then I was like, oh, right, it's a dude on Saturday mornings who's on Kiss doing all that shit. But the, like, that's a bygone era.
Anyway. Yeah, yeah. Teleporting from the minds of a 50-year-old white dude to trying to write for teenagers.
Sorry, I'm like breaking my mouse right now because it does not work. So I'm resorting to childhood where I smash things.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Miles and I both got that that good vax coursing through our arms right now.
Yeah.
How you feeling? You still,
Moderna in my veins.
Strong?
You cannot stop it. Walking down the block with life in my pocket. Yeah. I feel fine. I don't know. Shit could be weird. You might, the Monday episode might not come out if Jack and I both did double KO on a fucking getting.
We did
the
opposite of like what rich parents do when they like fly separately so that their kids don't like lose both parents. We got the vaccine at the same exact time.
Same damn time. What you gonna do?
We you know, coordinated our watches and same moment.
I fully broke this mouse. All right. All good.
Is it possibly a battery sitch?
It's an old, look, I don't want to bore the Zeitgang with this. I needed a mouse, and I dug one out up in my garage that was from 2012. I guess 9 years in a with battery acid coming out the side isn't good for a mouse.
Yeah,
so I guess I'll invest.
That's a real death knell when you open the battery thing and there's that like...
It's like God, it's fucked up. And I tried, you know, I did all the thing with the eraser and like lemon or whatever, you know, you can erode all that shit. But look, you know, a bridge too far, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's tell the people what's trending.
Yeah.
They've been patient enough.
Yeah, you had to sit through all that.
ICM Partners are trending. This is a talent agency out here in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Been there, the vibe's off a little bit, but... apparently there was some shit going on.
Yeah, the LA Times got this story out and it's just has all kinds of allegations from sexual harassment to just being generally, and everyone should clutch their pearls, a hostile work environment for minorities. I couldn't believe it. But there's like this one thing that's really coming around is like on top of like there's just the these other salacious sexual harassment allegations. There's like other ones too, where they had like they were doing a diversity initiative and they had black assistants pose as full blown agents in the video to create an air of like mobility and diversity within the agency. And a lot of people are like, oh yeah, that's very normal. That kind of shitty treatment, having your head fucked, would be like, hey, you got a promotion for this video, but not in real life.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just a lot of...
You know, they're just trying to offer more diverse roles to...
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they come back with all the other thing, like ICM saying, like, we don't tolerate any of this, and HR investigates all... Man, HR don't do shit, bro. Come on.
Right. HR is the cops.
They're there to give you the air of, you know, responsibility or, like, acting as if you have someone looking out for them. But they're there to basically be like, oh yeah, so I'm gonna dissuade you from even trying to talk about this outside of this company, but say I'm on your side.
Yep. House of Dragons is trending.
Yeah.
Because
a new collab with IHOP and Game of Thrones, International House of Dragons. It's the, I don't know, it's that spinoff show. It's another Game of Thrones show that some people may have asked for, but this is the one that's focused on the Targaryens.
So everybody's got white hair.
Yeah,
and
there's a black
that's
dude.
All we've learned so far. Everybody's got white hair.
I mean,
hair.
Steve Toussaint is in. I mean, look, there's, I don't know. It's weird to see these characters, like people dressed, and I'm like, oh, this is Game of Thrones shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, we'll see. Let me see some video first. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Put the video showing me, and then I'll tell you if I'm willing to entertain it again.
I just want to let you know the wig game is on lock.
The wig game at HBO is just, look. Next level.
Yeah.
Everybody's wigging out.
Wig acting is some of the best in the biz. It's National Nurses Day, which I found out very early this morning when I was getting my vaccine, and the nurse who administered it said, what do you do? And I told her I do a comedic daily news podcast. And she said, you know what? It's National Nurses Day. And they gave us free pizza again. It's like, come on. I was like, oh, so because I said the word comedy, she gave me like her best, like like 15 seconds. But it was Papa John's. So we were on the same page about that bullshit. Like, come on.
I mean, that's unhealthy. If anyone is, you know, their blood sugar, you got to watch out. This shit is so sweet.
Yeah.
A bite of that pizza.
But shout out to the nurses.
Yeah, nurses, man. Like we said even before, all essential workers, especially, but nurses too. Shout out to the nurses in my life. Nurse Brittany, you know, always the mindset of a nurse is truly impressive, I have to say. Like to go in and do the work that you do, to look out for other people, and especially be a good nurse, not one of these fucked up nurses that get caught on camera, like fucking with people. Like, you know. Thank you. Thank you for taking care of our stupid, stinking asses, especially in the pandemic when a lot of people were just thwarting the, you know, accepted wisdom of science in the medical community. But yeah, if you ever see me in the street, you nurse, holler at me. I'll give you a high five. if there's a way to buy you something where I'm at, I'll be like, you want one of these, you want a chicken tarna wrap from Zancudo too? All right. Make that three. Okay.
Not to be competitive, but I'll give you a high 10. Two of them.
All right.
Maybe.
Well, then you know what? Essential workers and nurses, let me go back to the lab and I'll figure out a way to top that.
Stranger Things season 4 is trending. Another documentary that we've been looking forward to.
Explains a lot.
Thank God those kids had those cameras going in the '80s.
Thank God those kids were able to shoot in 4K in the '80s. Huh? Shit, we have nothing. But yeah,
stopped after season 1, so I was saying
I'm definitely like, it's one of those things where the first hit was so powerful that like I still keep going back to it, and I'm like, it's not hitting the same, but it's adjacent enough to the original that I'll go back. But I definitely have like, I'll always watch like maybe 6 months after the seasons come out. I'm like, I haven't seen the new Stranger Things, but this one, I don't know, they're teasing some shit back in that facility where 11 is at, and it seems like maybe we'll learn a little bit more about the other kids with the mind.
Is that a prequel? Like, or is she just back there?
I don't know. I mean, like, how are you going to do a prequel when she is so grown up now?
She's a 20-year-old?
If they did that shit now, no. I mean, there's no way they could. I would love to see just such a stupid attempt to have someone who started a series as a child and now is, like, solidly in their, like, teenage years to be like, yeah, they're still 9, still 10, or however.
Yeah. Wolfhard with a vengeance. Is he still out here?
I know. Like, what are these dudes going to look like? Because they're...
Yeah.
They the last season, you knew they were on at that point where you're about to get all puberty'd out and, like, you're just going to look different and, like, your
different
jaw
parts
starts
of your
turning.
Face is going to start, like, growing at different rates. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got that. Suddenly your big ears fit your head. You know, there's a lot of shit happens. Or in my case, they never did. But you know, I prayed every day.
My my front teeth were the first thing that was big on my body.
You had big buck teeth, like big front teeth.
Yeah, just like, you know, I was a little skinny, but all front teeth for a little while.
Oh, look at you! Yeah. All right, Chompy.
And shout out to John Mulaney. His name is trending because he has booked out some dates to return to the stage after his stint in rehab. Just want to put all the positive energy out to him, to anybody struggling with, you know, addiction.
Yeah.
God damn, man. I can't imagine early recovery is hard enough. Like trying to be like, all right, now I'm going to spin early recovery into gold, creative brilliance is all power to him.
It ain't easy.
It is not. All right, those are things that are trending. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Maybe even a trending episode tomorrow if our arms don't fall off in the next couple hours.
I hope Tucker Carlson wasn't right.
I know, right?
I'm hoping Tucker. I can levitate or some shit. Or like I'll go to the doctor and like, your skeleton is adamantium. I'm like, for real?
Oh, wow.
Okay, Moderna. Okay, I see you.
Yeah. If you could choose one single superpower that you could get, would it be the kind of super healing?
I'm not like injuring myself enough that I value that as a power. I think to get the fuck out of somewhere real quick.
Yeah.
Like Nightcrawler, that's really like on me. Cause like I'm high, you know, and you see people out and about. Like the other day I saw somebody, you know, like pandemic running into people is like even more shocking. Because usually I'm like, I got a mask on, I'm high, nobody knows the fuck I am. And someone's like, yo, Miles. I'm like, oh fuck. That's why I wish I could Nightcrawler the fuck out. And I'll just leave my shopping cart in the grocery store. I don't give a fuck.
Right.
That would just help my social anxiety at the moment.
I don't know if you saw that movie, Invisible Man, but you know, the hero of that movie, the Invisible Man, really puts it to use in some interesting ways.
Would you want to be invisible? That sounds like a fucked up. Because the second you start hearing people talking shit about you, then you become like the emo Invisible Man. Like where you're invisible, you're like, what the fuck do you guys even know?
Right?
Like,
what the fuck was that? I just go invisible and listen to How to Disappear Completely by Radiohead and cry by myself.
Like, he's not really using happening. It for good. We're like, he could give us some like intelligence on some of these like high level corporate meetings, but he's just listening to he's throwing.
Anyways, I'd probably pick eternal life like a vampire.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Easy.
Yeah.
All right. That is going to do it for today. We'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Wear a mask. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.